Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Pele Yoitz and Ois Gimbal, Shir number 218, on the topic of Gezel, of robbery, theft, stealing. The first point that we want to focus on here is Ein Yom Kippurim Mechaper Ala Gezel. Yom Kippur does not atone for Gezel. As we know that Averis the Gemara in Yumadah Pehei Yamar Aleph tells us that when a person does something wrong to his friend, he can stand the whole day and night of Yom Kippur and chuckle away and have the most kavana in his davening, which is wonderful. But if he doesn't ask his friend for mechila, if he doesn't ask his friend for forgiveness, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur will not atone for the averus that a person did to offend his friend. That's step number one. So what does that mean to atone? You have to return, the person has to return the money. He has to return the stolen item, whatever it might have been. He has to return the stolen item. Step number two. The Pele Yoitz tells us, sometimes you have a person who's a gazlan, who's a ganav, a thief, who is such a lowlife, such a scoundrel. You know, as I'm saying this, reminds me of the times that sometimes a person will get a message on his computer from left field and will say, your system has been hacked. In order to unhack it, call this number. Mm-hmm. You call the number, you don't know what's going on, you think it's authentic. And they say, okay, in order to unhack it, we're going to send you a link. Click the link after you get it. So, you say, give them an email or this and that, where you click the link, and you're getting nervous because your whole computer freezes. That's what happens these days. And then they say, okay, in order to disconnect this problem, and they're talking like they're your best friend now. They're your best friend, like you know your whole entire life. Please enter your credit card number, and they might tell you it's not a lot of money, only $30, maybe sometimes it's $80. And enter the information and press the green button. After you do that, your computer will be unlocked, unfrozen. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes people follow those instructions. And once they have your credit card information, they run with it.
Oh, wait, they ask for more. They ask for your social security number, too. They must go for the whole 9 yards.
The Pele Yoitz is talking in his times, which can apply to this generation as well, about a person who will go from town to town. In his example, the person is going to big towns, big communities. Vienna, Leipzig, and other big towns like this. And what's the person doing? He's purchasing large amounts of merchandise on credit. You think you'll never find this person again? He's not coming back. But he gives an impression how he's so honest and he dresses so nicely and he's a smooth talker. And he has no intention of ever paying for this merchandise. And all these other types of examples that the Pele Yoitz is bringing over here. And unfortunately, he's talking about Yidden, Jews. It's not, it could be anybody. This is Gezel. And then he tells us about another type of theft. When a person borrows money without ever intending to pay back. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us, al menas shaloy l'shalem. When the person borrows without ever intending to pay back. We're not talking about a person who is coming on hard times and he wants to pay back, but this individual that the Pelioz is referring to in this topic of Gezel, he borrows, just like he has that merchandise on credit, he's borrowing money without ever intending to pay back. But he says, he takes it a step further, because this person, he says, is a kofui toiv. This person who borrowed the money, he borrowed the money because he needed the money. He was strapped. There's difficult times. He's denying the chesed that someone else did for him. And he's mishalim ro tachas toivo liisha asher ha'aminoi v'gomali mo chesed ve'elvohu. Think of what happened over here. Someone does an act of chesed. How is this person repaid? By the person stealing his money. You know what's going to happen, says the Pelioitz, and what happens next? The next time someone gets a knock at the door, he's not going to lend the money. You know, I want to tell you something. I just had a situation. I spoke to somebody about maybe setting up a deal with him lending his house to a certain situation. He says to me, I'd love to, but I can't. Because I've done this in the past. And they destroyed my house. They destroyed the paint. And it's just nice people. Wonderful people. But the children, they destroyed it. The chairs chipped the paint here, this and that. And it's exactly what he's talking about. This is what's called gezel. And it's going to discourage people from doing chesed in the future. The Pelioitz, we already mentioned, wrote these words in the early 1800s. The examples might be a little different, might be. The cases might be a little different, but unfortunately the situation is still the same. And we have to mechazek ourselves, strengthen ourselves to make sure that as disgusting this individual sounds, that we in our lives don't do anything that comes anything close to what he's telling us here about gezel. Now, I want to just tell you something else, and I'm not saying halacha lemaisa it's called gezel, but it's definitely wrong. Let me give you an example. Shabbos, could be any day of the week, but Shabbos, father goes to shul with his little boys. Father goes into Davin, puts a talus over his head, shuckling away with Kavana, Mamish and Shemayim, they're saying this is a yid, an example of how you should Davin on Shabbos. And the man is oblivious to anything else that's going on. He's just focusing on his Davin. And you know what else he's oblivious to? His children destroying the shul building. His children destroying the shul building, and then they're going to have to raise money and appeal to fix up the damages of the shul. Because there's an upkeep you have to have. Everything gets destroyed. So you know what's going to happen? Comes this tzaddik, and he's going to make a nice donation that's not going to cover the damage that his children did. And he doesn't even realize that his children are the ones who are damaging the shul. Rabbi Yisai, if you don't think this is happening, think again. I see everybody over here is shaking their heads because you've all seen it also. Bringing children to shul is not a babysitting situation so that the wife can now have a break. You want to watch your children and give your wife a break? Give your wife a break. Figure out a different way. But that they should go around damaging the shul property? We're not even talking about what the Mishnah says about how you're educating the children not to respect davening. We're not getting into that right now. This is exactly what the Pelioitz is talking about over here, where it's lack of yashrus. It's lack of yashrus. You're bringing children to shul. If they're old enough, they should sit next to you and daven. If they're not old enough, they shouldn't come to shul to destroy shul property.